Okay. So I decided, simply because so many leaps and bounds have been made since the last time I posted an episode, that I'm going to do this episode outside. The sound that you are hearing is the water, the waves. I am literally sitting on the beach, kind of. I didn't want to go onto the sand because I'm clean and I don't feel like getting sandy. The beach about 5 minutes from my new home. I actually recorded a whole entire quiet ASMR walking and sitting down video to complement this. I'm going to stick them together. So you probably would have heard all of the ASMR before this if you're doing sound only. If you're doing video, then you would have watched the walk, but are now just looking at, I guess, at a logo or something. Anyway, as we know, I owe my host an episode, and I felt this was probably the best spot to do it. I do want to mention, though, that I did not plan for it to be as cold as it is. I have to put my gloves on, and I'm just like, this was such a cute idea before I walked out the house. Now I'm like, was it a cute idea, Tracy? Was it?
Was it? Anyway, I'm putting on my gloves now. You guys are on a bit of a chaotic journey with me on this one. Okay, first things first, you guys would have noticed that I opened a drink. I am going through a thing where I am drinking my way through all the various ciders I can find in convenience stores. Also, drinking in public in Korea is like a thing. Like, they're cool with it, which is insane. But anyway, but they're very strict about drinking and driving rules. So I guess, you know, if you're going to drink, just, you know, pull yourself towards yourself or something. I don't know. Anyway, I'm allowed to drink here, which is great. So the thing I'm drinking is this thing called Hoagies Apple Paradise Cider. Now, for those of who are listening who likes them a Savannah, this could work for you, my friend. It does not suck. It's kind of yummy, if I'm honest. But like, it's like an apple juice Savannah. You know what I mean? Like, it's more sweet, less, but it tastes like Savannah. I don't know how else to explain that, because it's like, it's alcoholic apple juice, which is exactly what Savannah is. But like, Savannah is more like Savannah-y. I don't know how else to explain that other than the thing I just said. So anyway, we're here. I realized also before I left my house to come on this little journey to record that I posted 2 episode 27s. I'm going to make a change to that and make it episode 28. So as an official intro, welcome to A Potential Podcast with Tracy Lee. This is episode 29, if you count the intro, I think. Or 30 if you count the intro. And 28 if you don't, I think. I can't remember how I count anymore. I came up with this idea very early before my life started being what it is. So we're here now. The point of this episode is, one, for you to realize that I'm recording on the beach for your own sound purposes. Let's do a little ASMR. Use that sound to go to sleep, baby. I got you. Anyway, so there was an episode, I don't know how many episodes ago, where I was talking about moving to Korea. I'm in Korea. I've been placed in a place that is, I live in a seaside town called Namhae. And my home is near steps away from the beach, which is really, really cool. So I actually came out here special because I came up with this idea like 2 minutes ago. And I'm currently watching the waves as I record this because, you know, vibes. Also, I've never lived by an ocean before, which has been really cool. Also, I've never lived in a small town before. It's interesting. This experience has actually showed me that there's certain things that I do love about being a big city girl, whatever it is, and then there's certain things that, like, I don't like miss.
The things I do miss is just having like amenities, but I don't even think it's necessarily that. I just think it's having a car as opposed to like being in the big city. Obviously, because in this country, I just came here, so I use public transport to get to things, and everything takes me like at least an hour to get to, which is missions. And today I was supposed to like mission and go get some stuff, and I was just like, oh, I just don't have it in me. Also, because everything is just a lot more exhausting. You know what I mean? Like, just, it's not exhausting. Shame. I chose to move to another country, which is, it's part of the deal that every interaction is like a whole entire make sure that this person understands me situation. But like, I think it's just the fact that like every time I interact with someone, it's a whole thing that can just go a certain way. You know what I mean? Like, it's not, it's all very, I don't want to say high risk. That sounds hectic. It's not high risk. It's more like, it just feels like there's a lot more pressure to every conversation I have. Also, I'm realizing that my Korean speaking skills, cool. Well, not cool, but like I'm learning, I'm getting there. My Korean listening skills, trash bags in a bucket. I have no idea what people are saying to me. And the really hilarious part is the fact that like, you would think that my listening skills would be good, right? You would think that after all those K-dramas and everything that I've watched, that I would hear what they are saying. No sir, no ma'am, no green eggs and ham. I have no idea what people are saying. My listening skills are poor, but I do think they will improve if I start actually being very serious about like my Korean speaking and writing and all of that stuff, because obviously the more I recognize, the better it will be for me to listen. So yeah, the really interesting thing as well is the fact that I got here and I started watching a lot of black movies and TV shows. Like, I just watched all the barbershops in order today. Like, that was my activity, other than lesson planning. Because I decided today I'm going to get ahead of some of my lesson planning for the week. And also, it's going to, I think it's going to snow. Is it going to rain tomorrow or snow? I don't know. Anyway, apparently it's going to snow tomorrow. Oh, yes, sorry. Another thing about the province that I chose this. I didn't know about the temperature when I chose it, guys. So don't judge me. Another thing about the province that I chose is it's the coldest province in Korea. Yes. That's a choice Tracy made. Me, the girl who hates winter. I feel like I've said it in my podcast that I hate being cold. And then my dumbass, excuse my language for Krizozate, my dumbass decides to choose the coldest province in a foreign country. Yay me. But apparently this province does get like stupid hot as well. So yeah, another interesting fun fact that I learned recently is that obviously, so we arrived in, they call it spring, but it's actually like winter, bruh, it's cold. We arrived in spring, but like when I guess real spring starts, which is end of the month, it will be like the space that I live in, which is pretty much dead. Like there's no one here, like there's barely anyone around. But like people are camping and stuff. I'm like, guys, it's cold. It's 10 degrees outside. Y'all are out here camping. Why would you do that? My co-teacher actually made a joke, and I was like, this is why I like this lady. She was like, yeah, you think it's cold, but you know, if you have somebody, it's not cold. I was like, I'm picking up what you're putting down, Miss Park. Anyway, so yeah, so instead of hitting a hotel, the kids just come and camp by the ocean, and I'm like, I see what you're doing. Okay, kids. Well, not kids, I mean, I actually met an old couple the other day. Oh yes, also, if you're listening to this, I'm going to put a link in the description of this episode, which is to my TikTok. Yes, I opened a TikTok. I actually honestly just opened it so that I could dump all my videos and stuff that I'm taking as of being in Korea, because I can't afford for my Google Drive to get filled with just me taking videos of like water and beaches, which is like cute, but like, is it, you know what I mean? Like, make a little compilation, post it, move on with your life. So, yeah, I'm pretty much treating my TikTok like Facebook. And for all those people who were born in the 90s and know what I mean, I am literally going Facebook-style dump and putting all of it in one post, like 30 pictures, and just posting it. You know what I mean? Maybe writing a caption, calling it something, just so that it can go. And then I'm just dumping it there. So if you're ever bored and just want to look at the stuff that I've recorded or taken pictures of, please hit my TikTok. It's for you. Yes. Anyway, as the people who listen to my podcast, one, thank you. The fact that you keep listening to this, my word. Anyway, two, we made it. I'm in Korea. It hasn't hit me that I now am a resident of another country on the other side of the world. It hasn't struck me yet. It hasn't, like, landed yet. I think mostly just because during the course of my life, I have done a lot of things that, like, are a break from my life for, like, a month or two. Like house sitting and stuff like that, where like I live a different version of my life for like a month, whatever. And the thing about me is I adapt very quickly to things. Like, I like to say, never send me on leave for more than 5 days. I will forget how to do my job because I will start thinking that I am a fun employed person and someone else pays for my life. So because of my ability to adapt to things very quickly, I don't think it has truly hit the homebody version of me, like the version of me that like actually uprooted their life and moved to another country. I don't think it's hit her that she lives in another country now. I think this is like Vacation Tracy, but like Vacation Tracy on like steroids. So I think probably maybe the first 3 months of being here, it might hit me that I live in another country now. I don't think it has hit me yet. Anyway, yeah. So for all those who do pray, God has been good. He's come through. I'm not going to lie. Actually, everything I asked for, God gave me. I literally wanted to live far away from humans. So I didn't want to live in a city. Check. I wanted to live by the beach. Check. And I wanted the ability to do what I wanted with my time and choose my friends and my social situations like according to my own choices, whatever. Check. Mostly just because my situation actually requires that, like, you have to like me to come visit me, which is hilarious. And I kind of love it. Yeah, so God has been good. I have a really great working space. My schools are cool. My teaching has been cool so far. I did my first full week of doing my job at the level that I'm going to be doing it for the next, you know, rest of the year. There are a couple like nigglies, but like nothing hectic. You know what I mean? Like I don't know. I've been thinking about this for the past like 2 days or whatever. Is it that I'm just always like toxically positive, or is it that there's really nothing to be upset about? Dang, that tastes like Savannah. And I don't like Savannah. Let's just keep that in mind. I want that noted. I don't like Savannah. I should tell someone. I'll take a picture and inform the kids. I'm in so many groups. Oh my gosh, guys. Oh my gosh. I actually want to complain a bit. I'm in so many epic teachers, South Africans. I'm in so many groups. I want to be in less groups. The only problem is, like, your brain tells you that if you leave the group, you're going to miss a very important piece of information. I'm just like, I want to risk it, brother. I keep getting notifications that have bugger all to do with me. I hate it. It's the worst. And also, because no one listens to my podcast, this is the best place for me to talk about this and just rant about how many groups I'm in. Oh my gosh, I want to leave every group, guys. I want to leave every group. There's so many groups. And like, these groups have like 100 people in them, bro. Like 100 plus. And these people just talk.
about like stuff that might affect me, but like might not also. So it's like freak out groups. They're like panic groups for me. Obviously those people are actually going through it, and like I'm praying for them and I hope like it's okay. But like it's not relevant to me. So I wake up and have these like 20 notifications from a group where I'm just like, you're talking about something that has nothing to do with me, but it has something to do with me. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know if these groups hurt or help you. If anyone wants to go on this journey of like teaching English in Korea via Epic, well, not even just via Epic, just like teaching English in Korea. I don't know, dude. The groups are good or bad. I don't know. Because they have been the bane and the most helpful thing all at the same time. I don't know where to place the groups. I just don't like it. Anyway, what else did I want to say on today's episode? So yes, because I have done my first full week of what my job actually looks like, I wanted to actually record this post that so that I could get a bit of a routine together and figure out how I'm going to be recording this episode. I am actually going to proceed with the Seven Deadly Sin series. I really liked that concept and I still love it. I think I did, there's a couple scripts that are already written for other sins. So I started with Envy. What are the other sins? There's like Gluttony and, you know, like, I know that Gluttony exists actually. I think, yeah, Gluttony is already written. So yeah, I'm going to proceed with those. I just figured I would record an episode that was a little bit special because I know that there's a lot of people who listen to this in support of me. And I figured, you know, recording an episode by the beach, as cold as it is a gift to you, the people who continue to listen to this podcast, despite the chaos that it is, the lack of organization and the mess. I appreciate you and I love you. And yeah, guys, I made it to Korea and I kind of love it here. I don't know if it's love for more than a year love, or if it's, you know, love for now because I just started this journey. But so far so good. And God has been good. Yeah. What else can I say? What else? Yeah, so I guess my routine is okay. Like I said, I live by the beach, which is bang. I can come to this sound, like the background noise to my voice right now. I can come to this whenever I want, which is amazing. Oh, also, my school that I teach at is like there. Like on the other side of one of the fences is the beach, literally, as in you can walk out the fence and you're on the beach. Like, tell me that isn't living, guys. Guys, just looking at the sea. Ah, shit. I haven't touched the sea yet since I've arrived, simply because, you know, cold. I'm not crazy, but in summer, oh, kids, please understand, I'm going full Paris Hilton stars are crazy on y'all helps. And if you don't know what that means, Google it, children. Google it. I'm going full stars are crazy. I'm gonna be there just like, you know, just running through the waves, just being unnecessary. You know what I mean? I live at the beach. Why not? Also, I think there's a couple like spots, you know, like places, like vibes that are near me. The thing is, I moved in during like winter transferring into spring, which is still pretty much just winter because like the highest temperature we've got it is like 13, and everything's been like closed down. There's not like lots of a vibe, whatever, but the vibe seems like it's arriving, so it's giving. Yeah, guys, I might just be out here just living my best. The only thing I do actually really want to do while I'm in Korea, which ironically is counter the plan of, I'm not trying to make too many friends in Korea because I'm just like, ah, guys, I got friends. You, the person listening to this, is probably my friend. So I don't need more friends. But one of the things that I really do want to do is make like friends who take me to the club, specifically R&B clubs, because I want to jive. Guys, when I say the desire to jive had me strong as I was walking home earlier, like it had me in a chokehold. I will probably post the video of me walking that was supposed to be the podcast episode, but then it was just shaky and I got a little weird. Also in that video, there's one woman who's like recording a TikTok and I was like, yes, gal. She was actually just making content, being an influencer in the wild. I was like, I support you because I'm trying to be that girl, you know what I mean? Mostly just because of the fact that like people don't give a crap what I do. I'm just a person. I'm just this random anomaly that's just like around them, you know, which is like super freeing. I feel like I haven't fully like settled into the no one cares energy of what I do, especially like in my own free time. Like at work, obviously people give a crap because, you know, it's a job, and respectability and what's that thing in Korea? Confucian. Yeah, it's a Confucian society. So, you know, at work, it's like a thing. You have to be serious. You have to pull yourself towards yourself. But outside of that, these people drink a lot. Also, fun fact. Like, so they drink a lot, right? One problem. They drink low percentage things, yeah. Like, I was telling my principal, who was like, oh, do you drink? I was like, yeah. And he's like, oh, okay, cool. What's the highest percentage? I was like, 40. He's like, what? I'm like, yeah, dude. I don't know what you guys are getting lit on. Guys, I tasted soju in Korea. It's a scam. Well, it's not a scam. I think also, so someone told me this. This is not me saying this, but apparently, why is there light in the distance? That's scary. Oh, it's helping the boat. I'm boat watching. Anyway, so, apparently, like, an Asian tolerance is not very high, just generally. So, like, a little 16% soju will clap a person. You know what I mean? I'm like, okay. Like, okay. Some of us used to drink gin in our good days. You know what I mean? Like, I'm like, okay. I will say, though, that, like, their ciders hit different. I have noticed that, like, with Korean alcohol, it doesn't make me, like, buzzed. It makes me, like, loose. Yeah, like loose. That's the best way to describe the effect of Korean alcohol on me. But I have found some ciders that I really like. I'm doing a bit of a journey through various ciders. I'll probably post those on the TikTok as well, because, guys, my TikTok has no rhyme or reason. It's just a place for me to dump the content I make as I go through my life, hey? So, like I said, if you're ever interested, I mean, you're listening to this, which means that you listen to the things I produce. Yeah, get on that TikTok, dog. I'm going to put the link there in the bio. If they don't let me add the link to the bio, it's Tracy-Lee. Yeah, and remember, there's no E between the C and the Y. Yeah, that's my TikTok, where I'm just like posting stuff. Like, I'm just posting my little journey through Korea. Like, all the stuff that like causes me and makes me excited. I take a picture, I take a video, whatever it is. Actually, I should probably take a selfie of this situation. I'm literally sitting on the beach with a cider, with a microphone. I wonder if it'll stop the recording. Let's have a look. Let's see. Okay, I don't know if it stopped the recording or not. Okay, so I hope it didn't, but it might have. Oh, it didn't. That's lovely. Okay, so it didn't. I took a picture of me recording at the beach. Yeah. Honestly, what I'm trying to do probably is get like super settled, because for all we know, the love of my life might be coming when it gets hot. And I need to be prepared to talk to him and not get stressed out, because he says lots of words really fast. If not, I might just find somebody who has a really good hookup for a place I can go dancing. Because one of the things that's weirdly reactivated itself in the process of all of this is I really miss just dancing in like a club, just like an environment that's playing music out loud, and people who like the song as much as I do are enjoying the song. You know what I mean? Like, that is the type of community I'm trying to get into. You know what I mean? Like, that's the vibe I'm trying to get into. What is this boat doing? Okay, I need to take a picture of the boat so that you guys understand that I'm not crazy. Also because this records anyway, so... you guys can't see it. Okay. So, that little white dot in this picture that I will upload on TikTok, if you find it, you find it. Whatever, bruh. I'm not trying to overthink this. Like, it's like a boat that's moving, and like it's got like a giant flashlighty sea flashlight situation going. I wonder what they're looking for. So curious. Anyway. So that's the story. Yo, that tastes like Savannah. My word. And I bought two. I'm kind of bummed. Anyone who likes Savannah, seriously, I need to take a picture. And be like, hey, yo. Do you like Savannah? This might be your vibe, dog. What's the percentage on this thing, actually? They might love this. Oh, it's less. Oh, bummy. I think. Actually, what is the percentage on the thing? Korean. Oh, 4.5. Ugh, it's like, it's Savannah Light. It's 4.5. The thing is, I keep drinking it just simply because I paid money. So I'm definitely going to drink it. But I'm not buying it again because it tastes like Savannah. Which is weird because I really like apple juice. Where was I going with this? I forgot. Anyway, yeah, guys, I made it to Korea. I quite like it here so far. I think I want to get past my first month of bills, paycheck, all the things, like using the banking, like, you know what I'm saying, like all my financial stuff getting sorted, being able to send money home, because, you know, I want all my finances to make sense. I have debit orders. Lord knows I have debit orders. And I also, you know, need to send money to my mother. You know what I mean? Like, my person. So, I think once I get past that stuff, I think we can, you know, properly judge how this life is. Now, another interesting thing about where I'm sitting. There's, like, random cars sprinkled all over the place, right? So, my query is... like, it seems like people camp, like, in their cars. And I'm like, okay. You know what I mean? Like, I'm like, why? But I get it. Because it's the sea. It's, you know, whatever. It's outside. It's nice. I guess. But I'm like, I don't know. Also, I think it's also because of the fact that they're camping in their cars around the corner from my house, where I can just go home and sleep in a warm and comfy bed. You know what I mean? Where I'm like, why are you doing this? But, hey, look. If your heart is calling you and your urges require you to make a plan, then make a plan you must. Type of vibe, because apparently, so that's another thing, is as this process has pretty much progressed, I've watched a lot more, I guess, realistic content on how Korea is as a place, whatever, and I've just learned a lot about, like, the dating culture, not just the dating culture, like, the dating culture, the marriage culture, relationships in general, just how things are, like, from a realistic perspective, from, like, real Koreans, just simply because those channels were suggested to me by YouTube, and... like, guys, people is thirsty. I'm not gonna sit here and say I judge them, because hey, look, if you needs what you needs, you needs what you needs. But people is thirsty. So I think I probably live, you know, close to where people come and, you know, I guess sort themselves out. Oh, I don't know how else to say that without sounding like really gross. But yeah, like, it's giving. Like, people come and hook up here, which now makes it gross. I think I'm ruining the background noise to someone's hookup. I don't care. But, like, yeah. So, I guess this could be romantic in someone's perspective. I guess. I don't know about that. I'm just like, nah, nigga. Pay for a room. How dare you? So there's hotels here. I mean, they might be expensive, but I'm like, Anyway. That's going to go on a different journey. So guys, because I moved to another country, I am going to finish the Seven Deadly Sins series simply just because of the fact that I really like it and I want to finish it. But outside of the Seven Deadly Sins series, I'm going to let the flow on what this podcast looks like with Tracy and Korea. Actually, I do owe you guys an episode about my very first letter, future me letter, that I received while I was actually in Korea. Where is it? Ugh. I'm being pestered by the people who are supposed to give me a SIM card, and I'm just like, guys, I don't know, on my team, you know, I could just type future me, hey? Sorry, I did not prepare for this. Okay, cool. So, this is the letter I wrote. Remember, keep in mind that I started writing these letters before I realized I wasn't actually going to be in Korea when I received them. So this is the first one that arrived. This is letter 7 of 13. I didn't keep going, so don't take that seriously. This is supposed to be a letter with me 6 months in. So it actually found me, 7 days in? It found me like last week. So I'm gonna read it. If I pause, it's simply just because of the fact that I might be editing a little bit for other people's personal information. But okay, let's listen. Dear future Tracy D, I really like your name, by the way. I don't think I say that enough. Ugh. Young me really likes me, and she's a fan. I love that for me. Anyway, cool. This letter is 7 of 13. Let's laugh together. You are now 6 months into our little adventure. No, I'm not. Maybe 6 days, but not 6 months. Things to remember. I love you, Jesus loves you, and God has got you. Aw. Now say that. I just did. Tracy Lee loves me, Jesus loves me, and God has got me. Cool. I made it to 6 months. I made it to 6 days. Yay. But actually, this is day. I arrived on the 17th. So today is the 15th. So it's just under 30 days. So yay. And then I say, congratulations, my love. How does it feel? Feels good. You guys already know this. I know I am proud of you, and That right there is quite enough. Aw, she's proud of me. I love that. This weekend was weird. I went to a birthday party for a child, and I think I overdid it with the wine. And when I got home, I did some more. So today I went to church, got my nails done, and popped into a farewell, and then came home and slept for 5 hours. Honestly, as bad as I feel for overdoing it, the sleep was nice, and I feel like I've been craving a day to sleep in and be useless, and life hasn't been conducive to it. Now, I actually wanted to comment on this. It's interesting that at the time of writing this, so I wrote this letter on the 14th of July. This was when I was still preparing to leave in August, and everybody and their mother was saying goodbye to me, so I could not rest to save my life. I was exhausted. I was socially exhausted, which is hilarious looking back now. It was nice, like, to like sleep whatever. Now I get to sleep whenever the hell I want. Like, no one cares what I do on weekends. Like, no one could be bothered if I'm not at work. No one cares. It's lovely. This is why I'm like, God sorted me out, guys. Anyway. Okay, next question. Also, if I'm honest, the various chats I've had to have of late about my leaving get more and more tiring. Because, as you know, I don't know the exact details of when I am leaving right now, which must be weird to you who has lived that reality for 6 months. The reason I mention it is I'm curious on how did it all come together in the end. How did God do what he does? Is it worth writing as a testimony? Dang. Guys, where is it I'm going to write? It's again, heckling. I'm going to write. Anyway. Okay, so this answers the multiple questions she's asking me. First, how did it all come together in the end? They just made me wait 6 months. And then I did all the things I was planning to do. So, yeah. How did God do what he does? He did it, and he did it well. God has been really good. Is it worth writing a testimony? It actually really is. I should probably write one. I'm going to send one. Okay. Also, okay, so my next point, I'm editing this obviously for people's privacy. My next point is to go visit a friend who is in Japan. Obviously, this message was supposed to come to me 6 months in. Well, not 6 months in. So the Japan thing will come later. Okay, cool. So this one isn't going to be as long, simply because you made it to 6 months and that is worth celebrating. I would like you to reread the last few letters and recount how far you have come. Chalhe soyo oni. Oh my god, chalhe soyo. I might cry. So, what, for those who don't understand Korean, it's, you did good, big sister. Obviously, that's old me talking to me. And she literally says, yes, because you are older than me. Aww. how goes with planning mom's 70th? Yes, my mom is turning 70 this year. It's really big. I have a plan for that. So I'm not going to be there, but I have a plan for that. You did good. I love you. Chat in a month's time. Heart emoji. Things to remember. I love you, Jesus loves you, and God has got you. Now say it. Tracy Lee loves you, Jesus loves you, God has got you.
Oh.
Okay, that actually was a lot more emotional than I expected. Yeah. Like I said, guys, God has been good. This process has been really great. I'm sitting at a beach drinking and recording a podcast episode simply because I can, and then I can like walk home and like watch TV, and I'm happy, which is really nice. And yeah, I guess that's me. Thank you so much for listening, guys. Yeah, and I'm gonna do like 2 minutes of the sea for those who are falling asleep, and then I'm gonna sign off. that was my gift to you. A little ASMR. Yeah, guys. Thank you for listening. This has been a potential podcast with Tracy Lee. I pray this podcast and I live up to our potential. I love you. Thank you for listening.